And so it is, dear Chambra, that we gather together here in this safe and sacred space, bringing together the energies of all Chambra on Earth right now, bringing together the energies of all of us in the Crimson Council and of the Order of the Ark who support and love you and are here to participate with you in this whole movement of energy. And it is such an honor for I, Tobias, to return to my rightful bar stool. As you have probably noticed, we are working together with you, sharing this venue of shouting and channeling, sometimes Saint Germain, sometimes Kutumi, who will return shortly, sometimes the energies of Owama coming through and Kuan Yin coming through, but always, always the energy of Chambra. The other day, Kaldra said out loud to some of his loved ones that he'd been feeling like crying lately. He'd been feeling an overwhelming energy come through, not a sadness, but a type of a crying. And he was very confused about this feeling, wondering where it was coming from, thinking that perhaps he needed to go out and let a few tears come out of his eyes. We want to point out to him and to you that sense of crying, that sense of deep and profound emotion was actually coming from us. Coming from Saint Germain and Kuthumi and Kuan Yin, coming from Kuntar, coming from all of those who have been working with you these past 6 years of time. It's our overwhelming feeling and thankfulness for the work that you are doing, knowing that you have come this far, knowing that you have endured some of the most difficult object, some of the most difficult challenges along the way, knowing that so often you have doubted yourself, so often you have wondered what you were doing here. But Chambra, by appointment, you come across time and space to be here now on Earth, to be here for a process that you've personally been going through, and to be here for the other humans. Each day we get literally millions of calls. You call them prayers that we hear on our side of the veil. Humans who are hurting. Humans who are desperate. Humans who are lost and trapped and don't know the way out. Humans who are suffering in their bodies, suffering financially and emotionally, and they're lost. Humans who want to know God, the big G, authentic God, not the God in some book, not a distant and judgmental God, but a God in their everyday life. And they are so lonely, so lonely. Perhaps the greatest majority of all of these prayers and calls that we receive each day comes from the souls on Earth right now who are lonely. They're lonely not just for the companionship of another human, but the companionship of God and the companionship of themselves. We get these calls continually over and over again. Because of overlays and belief systems, it is difficult for us to come in to speak to them. They don't necessarily think they can talk to angels or non-physical beings. They're not sure who or what to trust. So there's very little we can do other than send them our blessings and our love. But so often those blessings and love go unanswered by them, undetected that they're even there. So it is time, Chambra, for the humans, for the teachers, for you, to begin your service, your work, your love, and your passion, whatever you want to call it. It is time for this to begin. We've spent actually 7 years of time now together, going through a process with each and every one of you, a process that other humans will go through also, perhaps not as deep, perhaps not as difficult as what you went through. We've been going through this together, going through our processes, and now many, many others will follow. This is the last shoud of this series, of the Clarity series. There will not be a shoud 12. We're going to wrap up this series today. And then when we gather for the annual Chambre Conference next month, we will do a special supplement, a very special series of channelings and shouds that will ultimately become part of the Clarity series, but yet as a supplement or an addendum to the series. We want to make it available to all of Chambre, so we're going to ask that technically and otherwise that it be made available, each one of these shouds, each day to all of Chambre, live, online, and then as soon as possible be made available to those who want to download it and review it for later. Kathumi, Saint Germain, and I, Tobias, will be taking you through something that we've waited a long, long time for. It'll be the icing on the cake of this Clarity series, but also the icing on the cake of all of the shouds that we have done together. It will be, in a sense, a type of new beginning. It will be a rite of passage for Chambre. So we're looking forward to doing this with you. We are already planning on our side. We're planning for the very special return visit of Kutumi just for this event. So Chambre, Shout 11 of the Clarity series. We bring in a special guest. Very special guest who made a very dynamic appearance in April 2002. That is a 4 and another 4. And it has been 4 years and 2 months since this entity has come in to visit, like this entity comes in and visits today. So we ask you to welcome in the energy of your voice in spirit, Metatron. Many of you have been feeling, how to say, the skin on your arms. Well, most of you don't have the hair on your arms rising. Perhaps the hair in the back of your neck rising as we started bringing in the energy for today. 4 years, 2 months ago, Metatron asked you a question. Are you ready? Are you ready? And today, Metatron comes in, and Metatron speaks to each and every one of you because it is your voice also. Metatron is an entity, is a collective energy. Metatron is you also. It is your authentic self, your God self. And Metatron comes in today to work with us in this shoud. The shoud where we close out the Clarity series. Instead of a question, Metatron makes a statement and says, you are ready. You are ready. And if you're not, if you're not ready, Chambre, I'm going to bypass any filters Calder might throw in here. If you're not ready, perhaps it is time for you to find a different group. Perhaps it is time to look elsewhere for the answers. Perhaps it is time to go somewhere and work with other humans and other angels who will continue to do processing with you, continue to do facilitating with you, continue to work through your issues. Because henceforth, the Crimson Circle and Chambre is not going to focus the energy on that. You are ready. You have all of the tools. You have all the words and all of the energy. From here forward, we move into the realms of true teachers. Our next series, which will start in August, which is an 8 month in the year of 8, will be called the Teacher Series. And we're going to be working with each and every one of you. And now how to take what you have learned and what you have done with yourself over these 7 years of time. And do the teaching that you came here to do. You have come across time and space to be here. None of it is truly what you think it is. What you have been going through these past number of years has been in preparation. It truly hasn't been about you. It hasn't been about you. I'm going to work with Metatron's energy here to make this very direct and very clear. You did not have to be here this lifetime. You think you did. You think you had karma. You think you had responsibilities to others. You think you had things to learn. You didn't. It was an illusion. It was truly an illusion. A very, very real and poignant illusion. But it was an illusion. Much like me. I didn't need to return. And you didn't either. If you remember for a moment how we sat around in the cottage and talked about it, and you said, I don't need to return to Earth. I don't need to be there. I've gone through everything. I have reached my enlightenment. I have already gone through my ascension on Earth. Another time, another place. But I'm going to choose to go back in one of the most dynamic, but yet one of the most difficult times ever on Earth. I'm going to choose to go back and take on a role. I'm going to pretend that I had difficulties. I'm going to pretend that I had karma. I'm going to pretend that I struggled with money. I'm going to pretend that I had relationship issues. I'm going to do this so I can learn in the classroom of Earth, learn at the very deepest levels what it is like to go through these things during a transition into new energy on Earth. I'm going to go there to develop the empathy and the compassion for other humans. I'm going to go there as a new and different type of teacher, not a teacher of theory, not a teacher of some elusive principles, but a teacher of life. And that's why you are here. If you remember for a moment how you and I, Saint Germain, Kuthumi, other Shambhra have sat around in the cottage and talked about this lifetime of yours. The lifetime where you truly didn't need to go back. You remember when you asked me to remind you of why you were really here? And remember when you said, now Tobias, even if I don't believe you, even if I don't believe that I didn't need to be here on Earth in this lifetime, even if I thought you were talking to somebody else, please remind me over and over again. Please remind me of who I truly am. Because we both know that it's easy to get stuck in this thing of Earth. It's easy for the doubts to come in. It's easy to play this game of a victim. It's easy for you, a grand angel, to get lost in this whole energy and overlay of Earth. But if you're hearing or reading these words, you didn't need to be here. You gave of yourself in an ultimate type of service to spirit, to loved ones who have you known in other lifetimes. You gave yourself in love to the Crimson Council, which you are a part of, to come back here and pretend, to go through these things, which, yes, have been very real. Some of you have the scars, physical and emotional, to prove it. But I want you to remember, you didn't need to be here. In one of our very, very early lessons that we did, I said to Shambhra all over the world, you've already ascended. It seems like ages ago. It was one of the very first lessons in the very first series, you've already ascended. That was a reminder even back then. Many of you forgot about that. Many of you thought I was talking to the person sitting next to you. Many of you thought that it was some sort of esoteric concept. Some of you literally chose to forget that. I said those words to you many, many years ago. You've already ascended. Now you just came back to develop this empathy and compassion and to develop your own toolkit for going forth as a teacher. You didn't need to be here. Why do you think it is that we want to cry sometimes? Why do you think that our feelings are so strong? So today is a wonderful day to shed those old concepts of why you thought you were here. Time to shed those old lessons that you have been giving yourself. You're not who you think you are. You're a part of the Crimson Council. You're here on earth right now as a human teacher to help answer the calls from the millions and millions of humans who need help every day. We're going to shift gears with the Crimson Circle after today in particular, taking it to a new level. The groundwork and the foundation has been set by you, by those of us on this side. Things that you may not even notice or take for granted. The development of this new Crimson Circle Energy Company. It's not about the money. It's about a way to bring Chambra, the teachers, together. Crimson Circle Energy Company is truly the Chambra University. It's the teachers' company. It's a way for Chambra to support and encourage each other, because even though you're going to be doing your teaching now, oh yes, I'm going to underline that, you are going to be doing your teaching now. You asked me to say that to you. You're not here for more processing, for more words about dealing with things. You have those now. It's going to be different from here on. You are going to be teaching. That's what you came here for. That's why you took on this most difficult challenge when you didn't have to come back to Earth. When you sat and met with the grandest angels, you being one of them, in the Order of the Ark and in the Crimson Council. When you, a representative for your spiritual families in the other realms, didn't need to come back, but yet you did. That is sacrifice. That is love. That is crazy. Notice I didn't come back. I speak through my friend. So, Chambra. So we bring in the energy of Metatron today. We've been talking for this last year about clarity, talking about how humans feed, where they get their energy, how they get energy from other people, how they feed off of drama. Humans feed off of addictions to drugs, to sex, to a wide variety of things. They're taking energy from all of these other places. Oh yes, there is an energy crisis on Earth right now. There is. But it's not about the fuel for your automobile or to heat your home. It's about stealing. And it's about warping and twisting old energy. And there are those who seek out as much as they possibly can get. Perhaps they're feeding off of money. Perhaps they're feeding off of others' suffering. Many, many, as I said, are feeding off of playing the victim game. The victim is the greatest abuser of energy. Oh, because they get others feeling sorry for them. They're the victim. How do you think they feed? By continuing, perpetuating. If you notice the patterns of a victim, and we're going to get into this in our upcoming series, the teacher series, we're going to be talking about how humans go through their patterns. If you notice the pattern of a victim, they're not just a victim once. They're a victim every day. And when the old victim story doesn't play out, doesn't give them enough energy, they become a victim again. A victim of a crime. A victim of a supposed accident. A victim of a corporate layoff. They're always finding ways to stay in that victim energy. We're going to be addressing that in the teacher series. Give you the tools to help them get out of that. Because, Chambra, as teachers, you're going to be working with those who truly want to move forward. You're not going to be going out and trying to wake up those who want to stay asleep. You're not going to be trying to be converting any who love the games that they're playing, no matter how miserable they think they are. This isn't about converting. This is about answering the prayers of millions of human beings each and every day. We are a small group of 100,000 plus. A small group to handle millions and millions of requests every day. But these are people who are genuine and sincere. They truly want the change in their life. The change that you experienced in some other lifetime of yours. Or perhaps in between lifetimes. The change that took you from being stuck in the old human cycles into a place of enlightenment and ascension. You see, you already did it. You already went through it. You are prepared, ready to be a teacher. In this last series, the Clarity series, we talked so much about disconnecting, letting go of the ways, the patterns and the grids, the ways you've been interconnected with others. There's a saying that everything is but one. Everything is interconnected. There's truth in that. For the tree is connected to the sky. The sky is connected to the water, and the water is connected to every human, and every human is connected to every other. And it's true to a point. But ultimately, the enlightened one, the simple one, lets go of the connections. They realize that they're sovereign and they don't need that interconnection to have and to be in the compassion of spirit. It was an old belief that you had to be interconnected to everything, that you had to be part of this grand oneness. And up to a point, it's true. Ultimately, the masters, the enlightened ones, let go of all that. They let go. They realize that they are sovereign. They are God also. They don't need anything on the outside to sustain themselves. They are whole and complete. Mark those words, whole and complete. Now, some of you still don't believe that. You still think that perhaps you're close to whole. You're somewhat complete. But you keep striving to get those last pieces. Today is the end of that. No more last pieces. You've got it. Now you're going to use it. Now you're going to move forward. Talked about disconnecting from other people. Disconnecting from humanity, basically. And all the way to disconnecting from the field. The field was our terminology that we use for the original source of energy outside of home. Outside or this side of the wall of fire. The field is not located in any particular place. The field cannot be quantified in any human terms or measurement systems. But it was a common source of all energies. Everything and everyone would ultimately connect their energy back to the field. We talked, we were so bold and daring, you were so bold and daring, in this last series to say, you even disconnect from the field. You even let that go. A bit frightening. And if you went out and tried to talk to a typical human on the street and tell them you were disconnecting, tell them that you were no longer feeding off of other things, tell them that you've already ascended, certainly they would think you're crazy. Chambra, you come to this point in the work that you have done, and you understand what that means. You understand that everything is contained within you. It's already there. You had to go through these lessons to understand truly how other humans think and operate and feel. You had to get down or into the same playing field as them. You had to experience the same overlays and the same challenges and belief systems to understand what they're going through. It's very difficult to go to the front lines of human consciousness, to be the teacher, without going through the experiences that they're going through also. Metatron and I are going to emphasize today, once again, it's up to you, it's your choice, how you take it into yourself. You did not need to be here in this lifetime. You didn't have a karma. You didn't have an uncontrollable pull that brought you back here. You volunteered for this. You've gone through 7 series now. You've gone through many of your own personal situations. Let's end it right now. Let's move forward. Let's move beyond. This is what you set up. This is what you asked us to talk to you about. Some of you may find it a bit difficult. You're going to try to put 1 foot in and 1 foot out. You're going to say, yes, I'm a teacher, but I'm still this human that still has these issues and these problems. It won't do. It won't do. We're going to be working with all of you between now and the Chambra Midsummer Conference. We're going to be working with you about helping to remind you, getting through even some of the thick barriers that you have right now that prevent you from totally, totally digesting this concept. You don't need to be here. You reached your enlightenment and your ascension a while back. He's volunteered for this extra service on earth right now. It is time for the stewards and the teachers of the new earth to come forward. In order to do so, there's one last portion to disconnect from. Something that is very near and dear to you. Something you feel very, very attached to. Something that feels as close as your right or left hand, your past lives. Chambra, let those go. Past lives are one of the buzzwords of the new age. Past lives are not what you think they are. You are no more your past life than you are your children. You're no more your past lives than you are your parents. Yes, there is a common energy between you, but you are not your past lives. One of the greatest and last barriers that we have to get through in this work that we have done together is holding on to past lives. There is no incarnation. There's not. There is not in the terms of how you or society perceive it. You think that you keep coming back over and over again, maybe improving a little bit here, changing a little bit there. That is not true. You are no more your past lives than you are your dog, than you are your house. Yes, there are common things, but it's difficult to describe here, but from a what you would call a soul level standpoint, you don't have a progression of lifetimes. You don't. Your soul being has tried different experiences, but they are not you. You are not the linear progression of a past life 2,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago or even in Atlantis. There is a common energetic bond, but you are not your past life. We get to the point in the new understanding, and you will realize that there are no past lives. There are no future lives. You are who you are in this lifetime. This lifetime, this time you are experiencing right now, is very unique and very special. It is not the culmination of the past. Although there are elements that you have learned from the past, but you are no longer guided by the past. The concept of reincarnation, as it's popularly known, is quite deceiving and quite distracting. You are this lifetime. And this lifetime is special, as we said recently. It's a very, very special lifetime. It's a very special time that your soul energy has brought itself down into human form, and then the rest of it comes down and enters into your human lifetime. Any other theoretical lifetime that you have had was not the same. There was not that relationship between the soul and the human. The soul essentially created an energy in a past life and then let it go and released it. Gave it its own freedom, its own ability to go off and do things. But the connection was generally very loose, and it wasn't as, what you would say, real or spiritual. This lifetime, this time you are embodied in, is very special. The relationship between spirit and human has always been there. The links are very strong. The connection. In a sense, it is ubiquitous. It is all the same. It's just the illusion that the divine, that the spirit self is not here right now. We're going to ask you in this next month or so of time to let go of the whole concept of reincarnation. Now, we're not talking about this other cultural or religious philosophy or belief system that you live once, you die, and then you're judged. It is not, definitely not about that either. It is that your soul is embodied right now in this physical experience that you are going through, and it will never have that experience again. We'll never have another lifetime again like this. This is very, very special. We will get into more details of that in our next gathering. We're going to ask you to let go of the concept of reincarnation. It's just being incarnate. It's not over and over and over again. It's not a series of cycles. It's not a trap or a merry-go-round. The past from 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, is really not you. It's really not you. And in a sense, it doesn't even matter. It's not important. The whole concept of reincarnation, as it's popularly known, is very unimportant to the human sitting in the chair here right now and to the teacher that has work to do. It matters not. You are not your past lives, thank God. You are you right now. The world is calling out, literally calling out for teachers. Humanity is in a point right now of being very untrusting of anything. And that is one of the biggest energies you're going to have to deal with, is being teachers. They don't trust governments. They don't trust the churches. They're not going to trust you at first. And they definitely don't trust themselves. This will be your biggest barrier teachers to develop that trust and rapport. Biggest barrier. They've been had. They're still being had. People are still stealing their energy, and they are still stealing from others. So when you come into the scene, the angel who is responding to their loneliness, to their prayers, they're still going to mistrust. They're not going to understand how you got there. They're not going to understand who you are. That is the very direct reason that you have given yourself this lifetime, this time on earth incarnate, of going through the many lessons, many challenges and difficulty in your life. So when you stand before the other humans, they can feel that energy. They can feel that rapport. They're going to know that you had many nights of tears. You had many issues with relationships. You had many doubts about yourself. They're going to feel that. You're going to be able to develop a rapport with them over a fairly short period of time that develops an ultimate trust and a bond with them. This will serve you well in the teacher work that you will be doing. The world right now needs teachers and stewards of new energy for the new energy. Very, very few humans understand this term, new energy. Someone has to teach it. Somebody has to be the steward of it. We've been asked recently by someone saying, but there is no such thing as new energy. It is just energy. That is very wrong. Very, very wrong. Up until recently, there was just energy. And it just traded its shape and its form and its name. But in these past few years of time, the element of new energy has been introduced. New energy means that it wasn't just the old or the previous energy changing its shape and form and energetic ratios. As we said a long time ago, there was a specific and a very defined but large volume of energy that left home with you. And you've been playing with it ever since. There was a finite number of grains of sand in the sandbox. Yes, it was all just sand. But then something happened. All of a sudden, new sand was created out of nowhere, seemingly nowhere. That is an analogy about new energy. New energy has been created. Not from the old energy, not taken from home, but it was created for the first time ever by the creators, by you. So new energy is different than old energy. It's not the same old program. It doesn't have the same resonance. It doesn't have vibration. It doesn't work the same. For those humans who still believe that new energy is just a name change for old energy, they're going to be surprised. It doesn't work the same. They're going to find it very difficult to access new energy in the work that they do, because they're still of the mindset that it's just the same old energy. It's not. Perhaps we shouldn't even call it energy. Perhaps there's a better name, because it is different. It operates different. It works different. It's a whole different tool set. And it is here. The world needs to understand how it is used. It needs the stewards and the teachers, and that is you. Some of you are going to be working specifically with the understanding of new energy, how it works different, how it changes all of the characteristics and the flows, how it changes outcome, how the patterns are totally different, because in a sense you could say with new energy there are no patterns at all. Everything about it is different than vibrational or old energy. So the world needs, humanity needs those who are going to teach it. for those who do go out and teach and who are the stewards of new energy. Expect the unexpected. Understand that there will always be surprises. Understand that even when you try to quantify the way new energy works, that quantification will not be true even the next day. You're so used to old energy having its very specific and deliberate patterns, and that if it's measured a certain way one day, it's going to have the same measurement the next day. New energy doesn't work that way. Thank God. New energy is totally different. So you're going to be writing books about it, some of you. The world right now needs stewards and teachers of Earth. More than ever before, of Earth, of Gaia. But the understanding of Earth in a bit different and new way. Gaia is a spirit, a collective. Gaia is here to support the physical processes on Earth. Gaia, by her own right, is strong and can sustain herself. As you have seen, she can cleanse with a storm or a volcano or an earthquake. She can shift energies in many different ways. But it is not Gaia's intent to run out humanity from her body. It is Gaia's intent to be here to support the work of old Earth and also to be a presence on the new Earth as well. You could say right now, operating in the old modality, in the old energy, that the saturation point is just about achieved for the number of humans on Earth that Gaia can support in the way she's currently doing it. In particular, the way humans right now are haphazardly, perhaps even stupidly, damaging the very things that protect them and feed them, damaging the atmosphere, damaging the temperature levels on Earth, damaging the eco-balance. Now, some of you are worried that, how is Gaia going to handle all this? Well, Gaia will handle it quite well. It's more of a question of how humans will handle it. Gaia has all the capabilities to renew herself, but she doesn't want to do it when it causes the life of thousands or millions of humans. So Gaia is calling out right now for humanity to come to a new point of consciousness. Even a new type of ecology consciousness that's different than what's there right now. A new type of green. Let's not even call it green. Let's call it golden. A new type of understanding about Gaia's abilities to rejuvenate herself. The humanity needs teachers and stewards of a new ecology of Earth. Now, there are many groups right now who have done wonderful work, who are devoted, dedicated towards the preservation of the ecosystems on Earth. But even they lack an understanding of what's going on. They don't understand new energy. They've gotten caught in as much drama as the very forces they oppose. They have taken on an energy of being do-gooders rather than an energy of being working from a higher level, a higher perspective of balancers. There are very, very few Earth balancers right now. For humanity to go forward into these next years of time, somebody has to come forward. Somebody has to teach. Somebody has to take a few risks, get on television, write some articles from a new perspective of Earth ecology. Or what will happen on Earth is that the ability to produce food will begin to dry out. The weather patterns will change and affect those areas that produce the food for Earth. And on top of that, Earth will start running out of its current fuel source. You combine those things together, Chambra, you have a very chaotic Earth. Very chaotic. When people aren't being fed and people don't have the energy for the transportation, for the operation of humanity on Earth, It sets up a very chaotic environment. So those of you who are going to be teachers and stewards of the new ecology are really going to be preventing wars. You're going to be keeping governments from fighting with each other. You're going to be helping prevent some type of mass catastrophe on Earth from human to human. Earth, Gaia, will survive, definitely. But what about humanity? Can they take what's coming along in these next few years? Humanity needs teachers and stewards of business. Of business. Business is the way that energy flows. It is a transaction of energy. In this recent era on Earth, businesses have surpassed governments for, how do you say, energy flow, energy control, energy movement. And that's not a judgmental statement, but businesses are stronger than governments right now. Businesses flow energy. That's all they do. Now, yes, sometimes they get very corrupt and greedy about it because they don't understand how energy truly works. So many of them are focused on a bottom line only as part of greed and fear. What if there were companies that started to focus on, instead of a bottom line, of a heart line? A balance of energy movement, a balance of the human consciousness that's involved in the company through the employees, a balance of energy consciousness even from its customers, where everything wasn't just about the bottom line, or is about the heart line. There is a need for those who are teachers and stewards of business right now in the world, because business is going to change in these next few years. Oh, yes, it has changed incredibly in the past 20 years. You have global companies now. You have very efficient distribution systems. You have ways of moving energy and money instantly across the internet. It's going to change. But right now, there are no prototypes. There are no incubators for new energy businesses. The world right now needs those teachers and stewards. And we're coming to Chambra to talk to you about it. Who's going to create the new business model? Who's going to show that businesses don't have to steal from other businesses? The greatest fallacy in any business, the greatest overlay and belief system, is the belief in competition. Competition is just a modern word for war. Companies fight. Companies set up their employees and train their employees about how to overcome, how to beat the competition. Who's going to write that book that says there is no competition out there? There's no need to battle. There's no need to destroy other companies. It's very old energy. Perhaps one of the first places to start this new energy business template is right with the Crimson Circle, showing how it can be done very efficiently. One of my own observations as a former business person is that a tremendous amount of very inefficient energy is spent in businesses trying to control, trying to get money, trying to make a profit. Businesses, by their very nature right now, are extremely inefficient because of the vast amount of energy that's spent protecting and defending rather than flowing. We would be happy to do discussions just about a new energy business, a heartline business. The world right now needs teachers and stewards of the arts. Of the arts. Humanity has gone so mental and so intellectual that the arts have been lost, but the arts are a partner of the sciences. Much as the male is a partner of the female, you can't have one without the other. They balance each other. So as much as there is science, as much as there is the intellect in society and in your schools. There needs to be the arts. It's the flow of creativity, the flow of energy, and more than anything else, the arts are one of the most beautiful and efficient ways to bring in new energy. Those of you who are painters and musicians and dancers, you're not wasting your time, as you've been told by so many others. You've been moving energy. You've been sharing energy. And now the call goes out for the teachers and the stewards of the art to help bring back a balance, to help bring in new energy. It has been lost in these recent years. It has been taken out of school curriculums because there wasn't enough time for it, because of this competition for the mind, because of your scoring systems. How can you score art? How can you grade it? It just is. It doesn't have a value that you can assign to it. Yes, some of you can put a judgment on it, but you can't measure it. It's time to bring back art and music and dancing and writing and creative expression back into society, but in a new way. Even the paintings will look different. Music will sound different. The earth right now needs the stewards and the teachers of the arts. And we would like to see that start with Chambra and with the Crimson Circle. It is important for the overall balance on earth right now. Many of you will be teaching this as well. Right now, there is a desperate need on earth if humanity is going to go forward. There's a desperate need for the teachers and the stewards of education. The school systems are trapped. They are locked into a cycle of their own. They're not growing. As a matter of fact, energetically, they are collapsing. They're not producing what they try to produce, which is educated, informed, and enlightened students. Right now, your educational systems have been infected by a virus, an energy virus. It's prevalent in all of the schools, particularly the public schools, but it is even crept into the private schools. And right now, this energy virus is doing more to corrupt and distort and distract the students. It is creating violence. It is creating a dependency and an addiction. Very little education is getting done. It is a serious situation, Chambra. The world right now needs the teachers and the stewards of the new education, a new type of system that doesn't allow energy imbalances, that will not tolerate the abuse of energy or any other human. A school system that's not designed or based on scoring or grading or point systems or trying to conform with some archaic type of state educational system, but a group that will break out and truly bring out the very best. There are millions of what you would call crystals that are ready to come in, but they will not come in until the time and the resources are right. These are beings who have never incarnated onto earth before. They are waiting. They are waiting. They will not come in until the new schools are ready, because they will not put their energy into one of the infected educational systems. So, Chambra, the world needs you. You felt it within you. You felt the call before. And now we're going to do something about it. Humanity, the world, is calling out for those who are teachers and stewards of technology. Technology is one of the greatest tools you have now in humanity. Technology is a tool. It is not a god, you see. The mentals, those people who are just in the mind, the mentals have turned technology into a god, into a weapon, and they're going to turn it into a war quite soon. Technology is a tool that can enhance the human experience on Earth, that can make life more efficient and easier, that can open up communication channels instantly, that can connect humans to each other instantly, so that governments or businesses can't deceive or fool. Technology has the ability to be a tool of authenticity, because with technology, it's very difficult for people to hide things. Technology right now has blossomed in incredible ways, but it is also very prone to abuses right now. There need to be those rising up from the ranks of Shambra who have become the teachers and the stewards of technology. Not talking about zeros and ones, not talking about the intellectual or the mental portion of technology, but talking about technology as a tool, technology as a spiritual principle, technology as a life enhancement. And when these certain Shambhas stepped forward, they were going to draw to them a type of energy that is based in technology that will create some very interesting and profound new discoveries in this whole world of technology. So the teachers, the stewards of these energies are needed on Earth right now. The Earth needs teachers and stewards of the healing arts. Of the healing arts. Medicine and your modern type of medicine does a wonderful job up to a point. Even what you call your alternative healing modalities do a wonderful job up to a point. But then why aren't more people healed? Why are so many people sick? Why hasn't there been developed a cure for cancer and AIDS? Why is it that medicine, whether traditional or alternative, falls short? It's because they don't understand some of the core issues, because they're so regulated, because there's such a fear of things like lawsuits, because there's so many viruses within the medical profession itself. And we're not talking about a cold and flu virus. We're talking about an energy virus that's also within this system. So we're calling forth for the stewards and the teachers of the new healing arts. And it may not have a mass application at first. I know there are many who would love to develop an overall cure for AIDS. We're going to do it one by one by one. There's not a pill right now that cannot come into consciousness that will cure AIDS or cancer. But what we can do is go to some of the root energy causes within the spirit and within the body. We can take a look at the imbalances. We can take a look at what is happening even at a level deeper than the DNA. And we can start curing one at a time. That's what it will take. But when we start, when you, Shambra, the stewards and the teachers of the healing arts, start curing one at a time through some very deep and intensive type of work that changes consciousness, that changes potentials in the future, and will ultimately, potentially lead to the development of the cure for cancer or AIDS. But it has to start one at a time. It has to start somewhere. The human body shouldn't get sick. The human body should get to a point where it just dies, and preferably by the choice of the spirit within it. But right now, the human body is in a very fragile state. It shouldn't be getting as sick or as tired as it is, but it is running on old energy. And it has many old imbalances. So through the Crimson Circle and through Shambra, we're going to call forth those who are the teachers and the stewards of the new healing arts. Yes, it will get many upset. Many in the medical industry and many, many more in the alternative industry, because we're going to blow the doors off of what they've thought is true. Shambra. We also are putting out the call. Humanity needs the stewards and the teachers of divinity. The churches are old. They're falling apart. They no longer have the energy and the love that they did a long, long time ago. As you know, the energies have been distorted, twisted, and abused. And if there is a karma, churches carry it. If there is a penance that, and a suffering that has to be paid, it is theirs. The churches are going through a tremendous evolution right now. They're desperately seeking new ways to attract people. But they're just looking for numbers. They're just looking for donors. They're just looking for, to build their own notoriety and fame. It's shameful for a pastor who only has a dozen or so sitting in the pews on any given Sunday. So they try to recruit, but where's the heart in that? Where's the true teaching and the true love? Why can't churches answer the questions about God? Why have all these stories and fables been made up about Jesus and Buddha, Moses and Abraham and Muhammad and so many of the others? Why is it that there is so much fear and so many wars around the whole issue of church and religion? Those who pray, those who call out to us on the other side, want answers about God. They want real, authentic answers. They don't want some type of fluff, some filler. They want to know. And there are very few organizations on earth right now who can supply them with the true, authentic answer. When we say authentic, we mean it's without agenda, without trying to build membership, without trying to get them to buy into some belief system. Shambra, we're calling out for the teachers and the stewards of divinity to help answer the question about God, about talk about the big G authentic God, you. This is going to be one of the most challenging of all of these different areas for the Shambra teachers, because it will meet the most resistance. It will bring up the most anger and fear within people. But again, one by one, for those who are ready, for those who are asking, one by one, we talk about the very simple concept, you are God also. When are you going to realize it? When are you going to integrate humanity, spirituality, your God self, all into one, right here on earth, right now? The world is looking for teachers and stewards of energy. You've been going through some 7 years of experience. You were going through an experience to see what it was like getting to your ascension, getting to your divinity. It's time that we all stop playing the game of hide and seek. We all stop pretending that we're not divine and God. It's time we got off of the old concept of what God is. It's time for me to remind you of how we sat at the cottage and discussed this very thing. It's like deja vu, isn't it? Like deja vu all over again. From henceforth, Shambra, and I'm repeating here the words of Metatron, if you want to continue processing, you want to continue, believing that you need all sorts of healing, you want to continue with these old ways, this is not the right organization for you. There are others who will cater to your your needs. From henceforth, we are going to move forward. You are going to be a teacher if you stay with this group. Now, we don't want to, be trapped in the old definition of teacher, because it has very different connotations in the new energy. But your work is going to be shifting. Your job, everything is going to be shifting. You're going to have all the resources and the tools coming in for you, so stop worrying about it. Stop trying to set up your tools or your energy resources in advance. They're going to occur in the moment, and they're going to be all yours, and no one can take it away. But so many of you say, I will make the move when I am guaranteed that the pot of gold will be there. The pot of gold will be there if you go out to do the work. All the resources, you set it up. We're helping to bring it in. You can't play the role of victim anymore in this work. You can't pretend that you're broke. You can't pretend that you're broken down. There's no room for it in this work. Caldera is, how to say, in a bit of anxiety here for our directness. But in order to do what all of you, all of us have planned to do, to help answer these SOS calls from humans all over the world, we have to move forward. We're going to be changing, how to say, the very way we work together. We're going to be changing the, even the format of these, in the energy of these shouds. But it is time. You are ready for it. You are ready. Shambho, Metatron says you are authentic and you are ready. And now is the time. And so it is.